Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I think this is episode 20, and we are doing more root work, people. And if you don't know what the root work is, it's a dive into some of the things that I've been writing down over the last 2 years or so. Started in the pandemic. Every day I watch a motivational video. I watch a spiritual video. I watch a pastor preach or some snippet, and any nuggets, any good quotes, anything I get, I write them down because they mean something to me for that day. It's helping me to continue to move forward. So I've built up hundreds, as you can see, and it's just a bunch of one-liners, there's a bunch of thoughts, there's a bunch of things that mean something to me, and I've been sharing them with you all. So I pick five randomly, and then I speak on what that saying or what that sticky note means to me and how it may have helped me move forward. So we do that, and it's called root work. So let's go ahead and start with the first one and see what we got, people. But they laughed at him after he put them all out. If they're not there to be with you, put them out. So this one, for me, it was, if you tell your dream to somebody, if you're going after a certain goal, if you're trying to achieve something and the people around you are not rocking with you, are not, you know, seeing what they can do to help you, or are questioning everything that you're doing, then you kind of got to put them out the room. You got to put them out. And handle the things you need to handle, because in order for you to achieve the things you need to achieve, you need to be in a space where everything is moving towards that. You don't need to be in a space where people are questioning your moves, are questioning your motives, questioning why you want to achieve that certain thing, questioning why you're doing that certain thing. You have to create a space where if they're not with you, then you just got to put them out the room. You ain't got to kick them out of your life or nothing like that, but you got to put them out the room. So I was kind of feeling like that in some situations in my life where everybody wasn't agreeing with how things were operating over here. So sometimes you just got to separate. And that's what that meant to me. And going after a goal, that's a big one, is if people aren't helping you to move forward towards your goal, and if they are in any way blocking you, just put them out the room and keep moving forward. And maybe they'll come back around once you achieve the goal you achieve, but we'll see. Let's go with number two. Jeez. Speak to all four personality types on every video. So this is the DISC assessment. This is the D, the I, the S, and the C. So your D's, those are your people that are high decision makers. They don't need a bunch of influence. They don't need to talk to a bunch of people. They make a decision and they move forward with it. If you put it in terms of a plane crew, these would be the pilots. So these are the ones that are flying the plane. They know what they're doing. They don't need a bunch of input from everybody else. They got it locked in, and they are going to get the plane from point A to point B. That's your D. The I, those are your people. Those are the ones that want to work on the experience. Those are the people's people. So that's your, what's it called? That's the crew, the flight crew. So the people that's on the plane that are welcoming you onto the plane, giving you a beverage, asking if you need anything, picking up the trash for you, making sure you're enjoying yourself while you're on the flight. So those are your eyes. The S, those are the grounds crew. So those are the people that's going to check, make sure the bags get to where they're supposed to get. Make sure the plane is loaded in a way that the bags aren't going all over the place, that it's orderly. They are the ones that help move the plane out and get the plane ready to take off. Those are the people that help where they're needed, and they kind of keep everything going to make sure the I can do their job, to make sure the D's can do their job. And your C, that's your control center. So those are the people that's doing all the numbers. Those are the ones that's making the systems. Those are the ones that's telling you, all right, we need to leave at this time. We need to leave on this tarmac. We need to have the plane check for all these little things, make sure the plane is in order. So those are your C's. So it's saying, this is a speaking note for me as to when I create a video, make sure that I'm doing things in a way that it talks to all four of those type of people to where everybody gets something out of it. Now, maybe that can help you. Actually, that can help you in when you're trying to explain something, when you're trying to get a point across, try to figure out what type of person you're talking to and then try to speak their language. You got to take this assessment to understand these and then speak to these different type of people. But know that everyone's not going to understand what you're trying to say just off of how you're saying it the first time. If you need to say it more than once or say it a different way, don't take it as any disrespect. Don't take it as people being difficult. Different people just need different things. That's a big one in life. All right, let's go to the next one. Right. Are you missing what is because you are stuck in what was? Oof. So this one hit me as far as being a parent and coming to that stage in my life of being a new dad. So are you missing what is because you're stuck in what was? So I was at the beginning so focused on the brand and building Be Limitless Today and getting Be Limitless Today to a level that it can, you know, support the family financially and grow it and build it. And I was so stuck on what I was doing as far as I was creating content constantly. I had a bunch of time before the baby. So I was creating content constantly. I was constantly posting. I was engaged. I was, you know, commenting back and forth with people. I was supporting other people in their ventures and you know, watching their stuff and commenting on their stuff and doing the podcast and doing two podcasts. And I was so hard on myself for not building that I was missing out on just being a dad, just being present, just understanding this gift that was given to me and understanding and being engulfed and being embodying the new responsibility and the new life I was coming into and how everything was going to be different. And I wasn't embracing that at first. So this is a big one for me, is not to get so stuck on what I was doing, but to understand the position that I am in currently, live in that fully, and then see if you can add things back into that. Because if I mess up being a dad, what's everything else gonna matter at the end of the day? Like, yeah, I might achieve a bunch of things, but who am I gonna share that with? Because I want to do it all to give it to my son one day. So if I do it all, but I don't have a relationship with my son, what did I actually do? That was a big one for me, man. All right, let's move on to the next one. Number four. Let's do one at the bottom. Let's go deep on this one, see if we can get an older one. All the white ones are old ones. All right. God used the pandemic to reorder your priorities. How we were operating was not normal. So this kind of goes back to what I was just talking about with God using the pandemic to slow me down. God using the pandemic to renew my mind on what was really important. Because I'm sure you recall, but during the pandemic, family was the most important thing. You were just concerned about your family being safe, your family being healthy, spending time with family, wanting family around. I mean, if that was the main thing. You didn't going out was taken away, going to the gym was taken away, going to, dinners and lounges or, anything like that was taken away. And you just realize if you have your family there, you're good. You're good. So understanding that God used that in me to reorder my priorities, knowing that my family is top notch, and then my relationship with him is also number one. Like making sure that, or not even making sure, just remembering where I go to when times are hard, remembering who my source is. I've been like, since I was 23, it's been God. I'll pray about what I want to achieve. I'll pray about what I need to do next. I invite God in on the scheduling, on the strategies, on what needs to happen. I invite him in to build my courage. I invite him in to help me through tough times, help me with the things that I get. The disappointments is, I guess, the word I'm searching for there. I invite him in the disappointments, ask him what lessons was I supposed to learn here? What's the message I'm supposed to get out of the situation, given that it didn't go the way I thought it would go? So the pandemic definitely helped with realigning myself, knowing that God is the source. God is who I always went to, and God is who I need to continue to go to moving forward. Number five. I hope this is helping y'all, man. And if not, this is actually helping me to go back on some things and remember some things and realign with some stuff, man. This is, I dig it. I dig it. Sometimes what blocks us from receiving what we need is focusing on what we expected we would get. So this one was me always trying to guess what I needed to move forward. This is me always trying to take matters into my own hands as far as knowing what my life needs, knowing what I need to do, knowing what steps I have to take, knowing just the idea that I need to know. Like, I need to know what's going to happen. I need to know how I'm supposed to make it out. I need to know how, if I do this, how is it going to work? How am I going to achieve that thing I want to achieve? And that blocks us from, or that blocked me from just experiencing and just being present, and just being there. And what comes to mind is actually when I got cast to be the security guard for Empire. So I just wanted to be on TV. That was a goal of mine when I started acting, is I want to make it on TV. I want my family to see me on TV. And while I was doing that, I wasn't necessarily, after a while, after you get a lot of them no's, because you're going to auditions constantly, and you can have the perfect audition, but you just might not be the look, you might not be the height, you might not be the size, you might not have the smile or have the frown or have the belly or have the gray hairs. Whatever they're looking for, they got it in their mind what they're looking for. You can do a perfect audition and still not get the part. So that taught me that I just have to show up, A, show up on time and do what I'm supposed to do, B, be prepared and give my best. And whatever happens, happens. For a while, I started to lose that. I started to feel like I needed to know how this is going to turn out. I need to know how I'm going to get there. I need to know what I need to do. And I believe that blocks God from having those spontaneous moments for you. That blocks God from doing what he wants to do through me, because what he thinks, I may not even have that thought in mind. Like with the Empire, I didn't know I got Empire because I did an audition for Superman. Superman was shooting out in Chicago. They were doing auditions for extras. I mean, I stood in a line that was 3 hours, I think. We were just, it was all around the block, wrapped down another block, and slowly but surely, I trickled my way up and did the audition for Superman. And from that audition, whoever was doing the Empire casting saw that audition and then called me and offered me the security guard job in Empire. There's no way for me to know by doing a Superman audition, I'll get the Empire job. But if I'm sitting there trying to figure out and trying to force that I need to know how this is going to happen, I might not even did the Superman job. If I knew I wasn't going to get the Superman gig, I may not have even gone to the Superman audition. But just experiencing, just doing that thing that's in front of you, doing the next thing and allowing that to send you to the next whatever other opportunity is coming up, that's where I needed to be. So I hope that helps you as far as not having to know how, but going, taking that step, taking those first steps, moving towards it anyway, just building yourself towards whatever goal that you have. And leaving your expectations out of it. Don't expect something to happen just the way you want it to happen. Just know that you're showing up in the best that you can be, giving the best that you can be. And whatever happens, it might work out for you and it might not. But you did what you were supposed to do, and that's building habits that's going to lead you to the places you're trying to get to. I love you guys. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for chilling with your boy. We always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go create your positive news.